Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it
or not. Yeah, this one's a big old not.
Times infinity
and beyond.
This I believe is in one Buzz Lightyear.
I actually saw the new Lightyear film the other day.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Oh, whoa.
It wasn't. It was a good sci-fi movie, actually, I thought, but it wasn't Buzz Lightyear.
Right. That's well, it's not Buzz Lightyear, like the Buzz Lightyear. It's the real Buzz Lightyear, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But I just
because Buzz Lightyear was based on a true story and Lightyear was the true story.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Now that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, another ad I've been seeing a lot lately, and a movie ad, is for Easter Sunday. Have you seen an ad for Easter Sunday?
What? Like the holiday?
The trailer for a movie called Easter Sunday. I keep getting the ad for it.
Maybe I have seen this. Is this like one of those like holiday kind of like comedy drama movies?
Yeah.
Like ensemble like cast, like family. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see this. I don't remember it very well, so I don't think it was a very good trailer, but
I think I've
seen it.
But the funny thing is, every time I see the trailer, I'm like, why would they release that in the middle of summer? Mm-hmm. And then I realized this episode would be way more fitting for Easter Sunday as well. So, but, you know, I don't plan ahead, just like the creators of Easter Sunday.
Well, it's Easter Sunday in August, baby. That's just the way we do it. Christmas in July, Easter Sunday in August. Mm-hmm. You got to express lane it. When you do the Christmas in July, Summer Jesus is born. And they're like, listen, we can't let Summer Jesus be alive because we already have Winter Jesus. So we got to kill him really quick. And that's why Summer Easter is so much soon after Christmas in July. Yeah,
exactly.
This is the way it is.
That's the way it is.
If they were allowed to take care of Summer Jesus earlier, they would have, but they just couldn't because, you know, various local laws and all that stuff.
Yeah. The thing about Summer Jesus is he's more stylish, I think, than regular Jesus.
Yeah. He's got more tan lines.
True. So I thought today we'd talk about the evidence for the resurrection of Christ.
Oh, they have some of that.
So much evidence. For
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm working on a video now, and I keep stumbling across some like evidence that they say, and it doesn't really fit the video. And I was like, yeah, why don't we just do a podcast episode about some of these claims that are episode?
They have what? Pictures? Video?
They have video. Jesus actually did a Zoom call right after his resurrection.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having my mind blown and my opinions changed.
Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. So what I did was I grabbed a couple articles, and I figure we can just go through these articles, and I'll read their evidence, and we'll discuss it. This first article is from the Gospel Coalition. It's by a guy named George Sinclair, and it's called 10 Concise Pieces of Evidence for the Resurrection. So we got 10 of them, which is pretty good. Number one, there are four ancient biographies of Jesus. They were all written by eyewitnesses and or based on eyewitness testimony. They were written and circulated while many other eyewitnesses were still alive. These biographies all say Jesus rose from the dead. These biographies are supplemented by letters written by eyewitnesses while many other eyewitnesses were still alive. These ancient letters claim that Jesus died by crucifixion and that on the third day Jesus rose from the dead.
So is he talking about the Bible?
Yeah. He was talking about the four gospels in the Bible.
He's talking about the Bible as if these things are four separate sources.
Yeah.
And then also acting as if that they were actually written within the time that Jesus would have been alive.
Yeah.
By people who would have seen this person.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the first one he says.
Okay. The Bible's true because the Bible tells me it's true.
Yep. Pretty much. It doesn't matter that Mark was written first and then Matthew and Luke were based on Mark. And then John is some other crazy book written way later that is way different than the other three. But wow.
Okay.
And they're also, they all contradict each other in some ways because they all had their own purpose for writing it.
Like it was, right.
Yeah. But that's the first evidence.
So maybe not off to a great start.
No, not really. Pagan and Jewish writers report that Christians believed Jesus rose from the dead. That's number two.
But how is that evidence?
Yeah,
that's like, not evidence of anything.
And most, there's no contemporary eyewitness accounts of Jesus existing. It's just people saying, yeah, these people believe that. That's like saying Mormonism's true because I know somebody who believes in Mormonism. Like, that doesn't mean it's true.
I just find it really funny that it's like, was it like pagans and Jews have accounts that Christians believed Jesus was resurrected? It doesn't say that they have accounts that they knew it happened or saw it happen, but that they knew that Christians believed that this happened. Yeah.
I love
which you can say about any time with Christians. Like right now, you can say, "I'm an atheist, and I have an account that Christians believe Jesus was resurrected." And you're like, "Oh, that's evidence that it's real." Then,
yeah.
Like what?
Wouldn't they also be like, there's other people at the time who didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead?
Yeah,
so
everybody else.
True?
Probably the pagans and the Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think, at least.
I love how there's no sources, too. Like, this article just doesn't cite its sources.
Well, the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need any sources with the word of God.
That's true. God said it, I believed it, that settles it. Number three, many of the principal eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus died because of their claim that Jesus was resurrected. Their lives would probably have been spared if they recanted. This is very significant. We know that people will die for a cause, but these men and women died for a set of facts. That they went to their grave rather than say these facts were untrue. They died because they said the facts of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus were true. So basically they're saying that because there's stories of the disciples and early apostles being executed because of their beliefs. Then that's proof that you wouldn't die for a lie, so therefore...
People die for lies every day.
Yep.
That's just the world we live in. People are dumb. People are desperate. People believe. People in a power and authority, whatever they tell them.
Yep, exactly.
That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, and a lot of the martyr stories are just made up anyway. So a lot of the people didn't exist or weren't martyred.
Think about how many people die in Black Friday sales.
Yeah, exactly. And to go back to Mormonism, because it's so recent, like Joseph Smith is considered to have died for his beliefs and to be a martyr. And that's so, and he was obviously lying, but he died because he was trying to escape jail and he was shot. But now the story goes that he was a martyr and like, yeah,
he's just trying to prison break.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess. I don't know. Just because you die for something doesn't, I don't know, doesn't mean you're important to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we, 0 for 3? 0 for 4? 0
for 3.
Right,
yeah.
0 for 3. Okay.
Yeah. Number 4. The eyewitness story told by John is very important. Many people today will claim that John's story, like other eyewitnesses' story, is meant to be understood as a story of symbol and metaphor. However, we know that John clearly understood the difference between telling a historical story and telling a story overflowing with symbol and metaphor. Why? Because he wrote two books, one that very clearly claims to be historical. We know how this book, we know this book as the Gospel of John, and one book that is clearly about symbol and metaphor, we know this book as the Book of Revelation. So John is an important witness of what happened to the death and resurrection of Jesus. So Revelation is an acid trip of a book, and the fact that people take it seriously is amazing. But I don't know if we know that they were actually written by the same person, and I don't think it matters. Like,
no, I mean, it's, we're also getting back to the thing where we're using the Bible as the only source for proof.
Yeah,
which you can't just have one source be your only piece of proof for this kind of thing, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You have no way to cross-reference anything.
No,
or and validate the,
book of John,
the.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
No,
the Book
ahead.
Of John starts with. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
I thought
John
was the
wasn't there in the beginning. We know that for a fact. So it's full of symbol and metaphor.
Was he at the corner store?
Yeah, exactly.
Getting a pack of smokes?
Yeah. So 4 for 4, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Number 5, the historical evidence shows that the grave was empty. The grave clothes were neatly left behind. The stone, again, this is just he's saying historical evidence. It's
is
just
this
the Bible.
Just the Bible? That doesn't count.
Yeah, he goes through.
I'm
not
even
going to read this one because he just goes through a whole list of things that the Bible says. But even the Bible, like all four gospels, have a different account of how the resurrection happened.
Yeah,
who was
the
there?
Bible is not
angels.
A source for any of this information. What are you doing? Get it gone. Yeah. Who wrote this drivel?
Oh my God. Okay, so this one, I'm not even going to read all 10, because number 6 is, again, it's just a lot of people saw him, basically, but these are all witnesses in the Bible that saw him.
A lot of people see Elvis.
Yeah, exactly. Elvis was in Home Alone. Have you heard that one, Elvis is in Home Alone? Have you heard that theory?
No.
Okay, there's a scene where, you know the scene with John Candy and...
yes, I do. In the airport or...
In the airport, and... Yeah. Kevin's mom is yelling at
Kevin.
At the what's that?
Kevin.
Yeah, she's yelling at the person at the maybe it was the rental car place, and there's a person standing behind her, and people say that that's Elvis, and I'll put the clip in the on the YouTube version.
Why do people say that's Elvis?
That's just the people like take pictures of Elvis and then compare it to him and say that.
Whatever, yeah, dudes. So, whatever you
yeah,
do.
So people have seen Elvis alive. The king has risen.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's true. The king has risen. Or maybe he never went to bed to begin with.
That's true. Yeah.
That's how I like to look at it, you know? Not that he's come back, but then he never truly went away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So... Oh, yeah. Okay. So number 7, in the very place where Jesus died and was buried, there was an explosion of growth in the Christian movement, which was centered on the claim that the grave was empty and Jesus had truly risen. This explosion of growth happened mere weeks after the death of Jesus, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the place where he died. The growth happened in the face of hostility, opposition, and persecution from civil and religious leaders.
So, forgive me if I'm a little ignorant here, but usually, especially in this time before there was communication and like things really traveled far quickly, wouldn't most of these things see growth in the place where these things originated? Yeah. Yeah. Like, where else would it grow?
Exactly. And even and like,
I get the timing, but that's just like, yeah, someone died and then they use that to mm-hmm. push the story. And then because the person, if there was a person and they did die, they can use that as a little extra credibility, but not really.
Yeah.
But people back then, yeah, they were a little more like, didn't know what was going on.
That's true. And again, just the fact that there are still new religions that exist today and new religions popping up all the time and new cults and stuff like that shows that people will believe a lie. Like it's not that hard to see. That's not evidence.
Yeah, we believe lies we tell ourselves all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Number 8 is, again, just the Bible. Jesus predicted it would happen, and then it happened. That's not a sign. That's just
what?
In the book. Yeah, the death and resurrection of Jesus was not a random event. Jesus predicted that he would die by crucifixion, be buried, and rise from the dead. Yeah, they wrote that after.
Yeah, after this supposedly happened. So.
Yeah.
He said it was going to happen. Yeah, but where was it written down? Right here. Oh, the thing that you wrote afterwards? Yeah, it's prophecy. It's not a prophecy if you write it after the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Number 9, the death and resurrection of Jesus also took place in the context of centuries of prophecy that such a Messiah would come from God and die and rise. Jesus himself claimed that his life, death, and resurrection was a fulfillment of these prophecies.
Just back to the whole Nostradamus effect.
Yep.
Maybe people were saying these things, and then they use that to fill the story to be like, oh no, it was him.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the guy for sure. That they were talking about.
And like so much of what's written in the Gospels is a misunderstanding of old prophecies. Mm. So like the fact that the virgin birth, that's because of a misreading of Isaiah when it really just meant a young lady. The fact that they made up the story in Matthew about Herod killing all the babies, which didn't historically happen, was so that Jesus would flee, like Jesus and his family would flee to Egypt to fulfill a prophecy about coming out of Egypt. And there's so many things that are obviously written to fulfill prophecy, not
right.
The other way around. Like they're just like, even the fact that he's from Nazareth is a misreading, I think, of the Nazarene, like a different thing. Mm-hmm. And Nazareth may not have existed as a city when Jesus was alive. There's some debate about that. Some people say it wasn't a city until like 70 AD. So it'd be hard for Jesus to be from there.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it could have been a little hamlet, maybe.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's always funny with things like that. Just fulfilling prophecies. Little spoiler alert for you, Trev. Not really. This will come out after the fact. But yesterday we recorded with a psychic on my other podcast.
Oh.
So that's a wild time. It's probably worth listening to.
Yep.
But there was a point where I mentioned something about self-fulfilling prophecies, and then they tried to throw it back at me. And it's like, well, we have free will. And I'm like, well, that's not what I mean when I'm saying that people will ascribe things to the prophecy to make it true. That has nothing to do with free will.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like implying that because we have free will, we wouldn't make those things happen, or we could choose to make those things happen. And like, but that's not what I mean, and that's not how it works, but sure.
Did you yell at all?
I didn't yell. I think I stayed fairly civil and calm for most of it. Okay. I didn't really get into it until they addressed me.
Yeah.
And then I came out a little bit, but yeah. You know, I mostly listened. We're trying to have a civil conversation, and it was a podcast, and they were a guest, so
yeah,
they weren't being rude. They're just being sneaky. I did call them out a few times, though. So,
Do you want to hear the 10th reason, the most important reason?
Yeah,
there is more. It says the death and resurrection of Jesus takes place in the context of an overarching story that has deep and powerful insight into the human condition. His life, death, and resurrection took place in the context of a body of writings that have proved for millennia to be wise and insightful about the human condition.
This is the worst kind of like dust jacket synopsis of a self-help book that I've ever heard.
Yeah. The Bible has so many like messed up and wrong things. Like, the Bible says that women aren't allowed to speak until spoken to, basically. Like,
again, using the Bible as your only source.
Yeah.
Why make a list of 10? Just say, the Bible told me so.
Yeah, just
say, that's all you have to do. It's one thing. You don't need 10, just one. One's enough.
Yeah.
And even that's too much. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not convinced yet. I don't think I'm there.
Well, actually, I'm going to save this list.
Are we going to get there?
So that's the end of that list. Let's see if...
All right.
Okay, this one. You know what? A lot of them have the same things. Mm-hmm. So
the Bible.
I should have checked that first.
Bible told me to. Bible told me so. I read the Bible, said about it. Jesus himself said it. Where? The Bible.
The Bible.
Jokes on
you.
Yeah,
it says people... This one says people saw him alive. His follower was stuck to their story. Oh my God. This one's from Campus Crusade for Christ, or CRU, as it's called now. I'm just going to read the titles of each section. I'm not even going to read them. To fulfill Old Testament prophecy, to confirm Jesus' own words, by his life we live. Oh, my Jesus, that's not evidence. Jesus really died. It's not a later legend. Yeah, it is. You can't just... Anyways, the tomb was empty. Yeah, in the story. People saw him alive. Yep, in the story.
In the story.
His followers stuck to their story.
I got to say, these Christians are the worst fandom.
Yeah, it's true. So Christianity.com has... They debunk... they have a bunch of things of why people don't believe... Right. And why they're wrong.
I'm so glad they got that domain before someone bought it.
Good for them.
Yeah. We should get Christianity.cool.
Oh, yes.
Or .biz.
.biz. Oh, now somebody's got them. We better get it before we release this.
That's okay. The ploy was so I could secretly get .net.
So the conspiracy hypothesis says that the disciples stole the body of Jesus and continued to lie about his appearance to them. According to this account, the resurrection was a hoax. Freudian slip there. This hypothesis is not commonly held in modern scholarship for several reasons, because it's a made-up story made up a while later.
Isn't it just easier to assume that it just never happened than to have to make up a story that, well, the disciples broke in, they took his body, they hid it in a dumpster behind the Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Maybe and it then, just didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because the next one is the apparent death hypothesis. The second hypothesis attempting to explain away the resurrection.
That he was just tired?
Yeah, the apparent death hypothesis. This view says Jesus was not completely dead when he was removed from the cross. Once in the tomb, Jesus was revived and escaped, thus convincing the disciples of his resurrection. This view is difficult to hold for a few reasons, and they give reasons why it's not
why
true.
Why is that one difficult? That one feels plausible, at least.
Yeah. If like there's other accounts, maybe other than the Bible of the resurrection, yeah, maybe there'd be a reason for these hypotheses. But because the only account we have is the Gospels,
I guess I'm just curious. Like, what are they saying? Why is it hard to believe that account? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, it's unlikely that a half-dead man would have been capable of even getting up to walk, much less moving the huge stone that sealed the tomb.
That's their reason, what they're saying?
Yeah. He had 12 dudes helping him and some women.
You got 12 dudes and some women, you can move a lot of furniture.
Yep. The theory cannot account for the disciples' attribution of resurrection to Christ, for if they had seen him after he was revived, they would have merely thought he had never died. Oh,
what? What? That's making an assumption based on nothing.
Yep, exactly. It's also foolish to think that the Romans, who had perfected the art of executing people, would have let one slip by without ensuring he was dead.
Well, maybe they wanted to bury him alive in a cave.
Yeah, maybe. Number three is the wrong tomb hypothesis. They simply went to the wrong tomb.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Oops.
They got
one
drunk
tomb over there, buddy.
The wrong house.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you're not my wife.
Most of the and there's also the displaced body hypothesis, and the post. It's my favorite is when people say that 500 people saw him alive. It's like, yeah, the book says that, but like none of those 500 people thought to write it down.
No, they had the Bible.
They had the Bible already.
Someone was already writing. It's like, oh, Tony's writing it over there.
He's
putting in this new book. It's called The Bible.
The Bible. Heard of it?
I think he's going to put it under, he's going to have a, different name, pen name, so people don't recognize him on the street.
Yep. Like I said, not really a lot of contemporary evidence from other writers. The one that's quoted most is Josephus. Josephus,
some
that
Roman
was the
guy?
One for years saying like it was basically, oh, these guys follow a guy named Jesus, but then it was realized years later that that was just added in after the fact, that Josephus didn't write that. He was a modern historian and he would write about what was going on and stuff, but they just added it later.
So they basically deep faked him.
Yeah, they deepfaked him.
Whoa.
There's another book called the Arco Volume that people quote, and I talked about it in one of my videos, but no scholar has ever believed it to be true. Like, no actual person who knows history.
So what is this? What is this document exactly?
So what it is it's a set of court documents and arguments about what to do about the fact that Jesus rose from the dead or seems to have been risen from the dead. And it's between like people at the time. It's full of anachronisms. It was written probably in the 1860s.
Oh, that late?
That late, yeah. So somebody said they discovered it on a trip to Constantinople, I think. Istanbul
Constantinople.
Now it's, yeah. But it's so fake that it's never really been considered real, except for by a few people who are gullible and don't do the simplest amount of research. So
still just, I'm not buying it. Nothing's drawn me in. Waiting for that Hail Mary pass,
I don't think we're going to find it. Let's see. This one just, fact three, large stone moved. On that Sunday morning, the first thing that impressed the people who appeared to the tomb was the unusual position of one and a half to two ton stones that had been lodged in front of the doorway. All the gospel writers mention it.
I don't know.
It's hard to move a big rock, Damien. Have you ever considered that it's hard to move a big rock?
Well, I mean, if you ever look at the pictures of Jesus coming out of the tomb, it looks like a big round boulder that, with the right leverage, you could probably get it to roll a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably roll on top of the disciples.
Oh, maybe that's how they died. Maybe they didn't die for a lie. Maybe they just got rolled over.
He has risen into your lap.
Yeah. Oh yeah, here's Jagger, everybody. 500 witnesses, hostile witnesses.
529,600
witnesses. Oh, God. Hallucinations and other attempted explanation claims that the appearance of Jesus after the resurrection were either illusions or hallucinations unsupported by the psychological principles governing the appearances of hallucinations. The theory also does not coincide with the historical situation. Again, where was the actual body and why wasn't it produced?
That's what I don't get. Maybe it was. They just didn't exactly. write about it. Because it didn't
Wait, no,
fit
sorry. This
narrative.
Is Josh McDowell.
Ah, yeah. God. Okay. Well, this whole thing has been a total waste of time, Trev. We haven't
it's
found
true.
One thing that even remotely looks like good evidence.
Oh, man. I wish I had been convinced by this.
Although I'm only three chapters into the Bible. So yeah. I don't know how it ends yet. That's a lie.
No spoilers.
I'm not in it yet. Do we have anything else that's really going to bring us home?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
We just...
Fart. Listen, we're doing an open call to all our listeners right now. If you can find real evidence that the resurrection probably maybe happened, we'd be really happy to hear it.
We'd love it. Just
that's the contest. We would love to hear it.
And the thing is, that's the thing too, is the whole religion is based on this. Like, I've heard it over and over again as a Christian that if the resurrection didn't happen, Christianity is useless. Like, that was
it's useless.
Something they say. They say if the resurrection didn't happen, then and we believed it as a lie, then throw it all away. It's like the main thing about Christianity is the resurrection.
Why is that the main thing? Like, why are you throwing the baby out with the bathwater with that one?
Because I think it's, yeah, the crucifixion was about the absolution of sin, and then the resurrection was about how Christ defeated death so we can defeat death.
What?
Yeah. And the thing is, even according to the Bible, Jesus wasn't the only one who was resurrected. He resurrected a little girl at one point who died, and then Jesus resurrected her, and then Lazarus. So he died, and then Jesus resurrected him. And then also, one of the books of the Bible says that when Jesus was resurrected, a bunch of other people were resurrected at the same time. So why was Jesus special?
Hey, we got resurrected too, guys.
Why is everybody paying attention to this guy?
Guys, we were dead also. Guys.
Speaking of people, though, who will never die, should we thank our patrons?
I think that's a good idea. And listen, our patrons, if you have any idea what happened with the resurrection, we'd love to hear it from you, too.
Love it. We would love it.
I'm just going to say that to everybody. We want to hear it from you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
A little disclaimer.
Oh,
for the patrons.
Yeah.
Part. I am going camping this week, so I will be editing and scheduling this episode a little early. So if we missed your name, that's why.
Oh, patrons, just wait a little bit. We'll get you eventually.
Yeah.
Are they really on you about no. being late on it?
Nobody's ever complained.
Now they're gonna start.
But let's get to our Bible study.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Bible study. We are your two study group leaders, and we're here on a very special day.
Yes, we are here because it's Easter in August.
August Easter, the day that summer Jesus came back after he died, and then he went to Old Navy and got some discount flip-flops and cabana shorts.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And he had a discount code, too.
Oh. Was it or not?
Probably or not.
But I have a very special prayer request for Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
Jeremy is a wonderful, wonderful person, but the only problem is, as far as I can tell, they're not suffering this heat like we are because they live in Australia. So
it's cold there.
It's colder there than it is here.
It's close to the South Pole, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's why. I think it's just a different season.
Oh, I thought it was because it was close to the South Pole.
Yeah, that's possible. Right. But I know they go swimming on Christmas. So, that's my prayer request for Jeremy.
I've got a prayer request for our friend Christy Love. And much like their namesake, they love a little too much. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That they care too much. And they put a lot of pressure on all of us to, you know, to be better people. And listen, I don't want to be that much better. I only want to be a little bit better.
Exactly.
And I don't want to meet your expectations because they're too dang high. So love us, but love us just a little bit less.
Amen.
Yeah.
And speaking of love, should we do a Christian rock lyric?
Let's do a rock lyric of the Christian persuasion.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
So this next bit is, so we got a returning champion.
I believe it's pronounced champion.
Oh.
I believe.
I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Yeah, I think you have.
But unfortunately, this is the first one we are doing since his passing.
Oh, he passed.
So we've done this person before, but they have since passed away. But this is still a terrible song. And
this wasn't the reason they passed away, was it?
Who knows? Maybe they just woke up one night and realized, oh, that was a bad song.
Honestly, do you ever do something and then you're worried that you're going to hear it later and you're just going to die of embarrassment?
Yep.
That's my life. If you're a Christian musician, that it's always a possibility.
Always.
The songs that we've heard.
I used to write Christian poetry. Some of it's out there.
Oh.
It's still on websites.
Oh, man. That hurts me.
Yeah. Yeah. Listener, if you can find one of my poems from when I was a Christian.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. This song is, though, it's by Carmen, and it's called The Resurrection Rap.
Is Carmen or like the car men? Like
it's
men
it's
who
car
are
man.
Like cars.
Carmen. Yeah. Carmen. No, his name
like
was Carmen
San Diego.
Like Carmen San Diego.
Where in the world is.
Yeah. And right. They never found her?
No.
Oh, no, they sometimes found her, and then you'd win a trip to any of the lower 48
states. Yeah, but then she'd get away again.
Right, right.
Greetings, gumshoes.
Oh, here we go. So this is the Resurrection Rap. Yo, listen up. This is Captain C, and it's time for the Resurrection Rap, so you'll be aware, alert, in tune, in touch, and know that Christ is the Son of God. Word. Yeah, y'all dig it. I got, and this is the whitest person.
When did this come out?
He's Italian. This came out in 1990.
Okay, so to be fair, I feel like every kind of it was very common around that time for a lot of very white non-rap groups to do a kind of rap inspired, like old school 80s rap inspired song or verse.
I got the deafest, freshest tale to tell on how Christ saved my soul from hell. We're stepping on the scene when y'all know we're going back 2,000 years ago. The disciples were on the set. Yo, the posse was there in full effect. Jesus said, the day will arrive when the Son of Man will be crucified, but on the third day I'll be alive, you'll see.
Is there at least a good like beat for this?
Not really, kind of. There's a saxophone solo at some point, I think.
I don't want a saxophone solo in a rap song.
Then you...
Well, I mean, you could probably do it, but not in this one.
Yeah, no.
Not in this one. Speaking of bad rap, Cody was playing his favorite rap song from Dee Dee Ramone when he made a rap album.
Yes, that song's so bad. It's so good, but so bad.
And he's like, is this the worst rap song of all time? Hearing these lyrics, maybe this might be, but I don't know.
But folks, listen. Enjoy your Easter in August. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the sun.
Listen, it's going to be over soon. Don't let your chocolate melt.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the summertime peeps.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.